Article 10 of the Namibian Constitution prohibits discrimination based on grounds of sex, race, color, ethnic origin, religion, creed, or social or economic status. One of the seven themes of Namibia's National Human Rights Action Plan is the right not to be discriminated against. The baseline study for this plan and consultative workshops revealed that the groups most likely to be victims of racism and discriminations are people with disabilities, marginalized groups, women, and LGBTI persons. The specific objectives to be achieved under the National Human Rights Action Plan for the non-discrimination theme are: one, to enhance affirmation of the rights of people with disabilities, indigenous people, women, and LGBTIs. Two, to have information on the extent to which human rights of people with disability, indigenous people, women, and LGBTIs are infringed upon. Three, to intensify education and awareness raising. Four, to implement legal and regulatory reform that will give effect to non-discriminatory provisions in various international and regional instruments. To protect above groups from discrimination, new legislation will be developed to prohibit discrimination on grounds of albinism, discriminations on grounds of race, discrimination on grounds of gender, discrimination on grounds of disability, hate speech, which will include racial name-calling, harassment. The white paper for the implementation of the National Human Rights Action Plan was completed in 2015. Mr. President, no gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender persons are victimized or persecuted for practicing their preferred sexual orientation in Namibia. Article 13 of the Namibian Constitution protects the right to privacy and states that no person shall be subject to interference with the privacy of their homes. Thus, anyone can practice whatever lifestyle they choose in the privacy of their homes. No person is requested to disclose his or her preferred sexual orientation in any official government form or document, and no person can be refused access to public or private services based on the preference. There is no proof of any allegation to this extent. Our laws, however, do not make provision for marriage between same-sex adults. Article 14 of the Namibian Constitution provides that marriage shall be entered into only with the free and full consent of the intending spouse between men and women of full age, without any limitation due to race, color, ethnic origin, nationality, religion, creed, or social or economic status. This was interpreted by the Supreme Court of Namibia to refer to marriage between a man and a woman. We also take note of the recommendations to abolish the common law offense of sodomy. In Namibia, all citizens are subject to the laws and have an equal access to the public service. Considering the colonial history of the country, during which time the policy and the law of the colonial occupying power were systematically aimed at disadvantaging the majority black population, the framers of the Namibian Constitution saw it fit not only to condemn racism and apartheid, but also to attempt to correct some of the wrongs of the past. To this end, Parliament was empowered by the Constitution to promulgate affirmative action legislation aimed at achieving a balanced structuring of the public service, including the police, the defence force, and the prison service. Article 32 of the Constitution provides that nothing contained in Article 10 hereof shall prevent Parliament from enacting legislation providing directly or indirectly for the advancement of persons within Namibia who have been socially, economically, or educationally disadvantaged by past discriminatory laws or practices, or for the implementation of policies and programs aimed at redressing social, economic, or educational imbalances in the Namibian society arising out of discriminatory laws or practices, or for achieving a balanced structuring of the public service, the police force, the defense force, and the prison service. In addition, The government passed the Affirmative Action Employment Act 1998, which provides for affirmative action measures to achieve equal opportunity in employment for racially disadvantaged persons, women, and persons with disability. The Public Service Commission has also been pursuing an affirmative action program upon the authority of the above quoted constitutional stipulation. The government considers all Namibians as one people, belonging to one nation. Racial discrimination by the government and its agencies and private persons or institutions has been prohibited and is criminalized by the Racial Discrimination Prohibition Amendment Act No. 26 of 1991. There is therefore no question of condoning or perpetuating the domination of one race, tribe, group of the Namibian society over the other. There will neither be legal nor political support for such a retrogressive scheme. The preamble of the Constitution provides, amongst other things, that we, the people of Namibia, will strive to achieve national reconciliation and to foster peace, unity, and common loyalty to a single state. The Namibian government has, since independence, promoted a policy of national reconciliation. I thank you, Mr. President.